Brain Gay Podcast 780. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Suze?
Great. Really great.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Everything.
What's your secret?
The secret is I think, remember how last year was very, probably the most challenging year of my life in many ways because of Adam's accident and other things.
Oh, God.
And the silver lining of that pain is that you have to like get serious about like figuring out like how your life needs to be structured. And I do think we were able to make some significant alterations that have been successful.
Yeah.
And it does put things in perspective too when somebody like has a brain injury.
Oh my God. I mean,
you realize like
I'll never forget that moment.
No.
And I know you won't either.
No. Yeah. And in hindsight, it's almost worse because I know what the aftershocks were, you know, on our life and our business and all that. So I'm just like, I don't know, knock on wood. Yeah. I feel like we have some perspective now. Thank God.
Yeah. But, and that does kind of make you sort everything out and go, this is what I want to focus on.
And maybe, you know, your surgery is, what is the date of it?
The 23rd.
And this comes out on the 22nd.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Right. So this is like, the timing is that maybe this is your equivalent. Like you'll be forced.
I am already. It has made me think about my body so
your life.
Much. Yeah. Every single piece of food or stuff that goes in it. I even thought, like, I do a lot of like dip nails, like do my own nails and like gel nails and stuff. And I'm like, how good are these chemicals to be like breathing? I mean, I'm wearing a mask, but like, I don't know about that long. Like, maybe we just are limiting or more aware of what we expose our body to in all different ways, because when it stops working right or how it used to.
I'm telling you.
It's a shocker. Mm-hmm. It's like, what?
It's just a bummer.
No, I didn't ask for that.
It's a bummer because when you're making a choice, let's say you're saying, right here, I have my wine. Mm-hmm. Okay, wine is poison, right?
Right.
So you're making a choice when you do certain things and you think like cost benefit.
Yes.
But we're operating without all the facts. So if we could do like the Scrooge three ghost thing and go in the future and see, oh, wait, this choice had this effect, we would change it.
Right.
We're guessing over here. We're gambling.
Totally. And it feels like about 38, I am starting to feel or see the signs of ways that I made habits or decisions back in my 20s of like, oh, this is my sleep schedule, or this is my habits around drinking, or my habits around drinking water or exercising or whatever.
How I spend my time. Yeah.
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 And I'm like, wow, I would like to make different habits now. So when I'm 50,
live and learn. That's the lesson.
Different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is, that's
well, I told you, you know, my love for old gossip, which really is my love for old stuff, and how I see how these people died, you know, that I'm obsessed with, and how, like I told you, when I see Johnny Carson smoking, I'm like, don't do it or whatever, or if it's alcohol or whatever. And you just think, oh, if they knew, they wouldn't have done it, but we're all in the same boat.
All of us. Right.
And it's a real pickle.
Yes.
The human condition, baby.
It really is. I'll tell you what had me think a lot about like what the body is capable and aging and all that is, did you see the movie on Netflix, Naiad?
No.
Okay. I had not even heard of this story, and I am so sad to say that I hadn't heard. Like, I wish I, well, here we are. So the story, or this doc, it's a what do you call it? Like historical fiction, I guess, but not like, it's a real story, but with Jodie Foster. And
oh, yeah, I've seen her. She looks interesting in it.
Oh, she is such a freaking badass. And mm-hmm. who is the other woman who plays her? Annette Bening.
Yeah.
And Annette Bening plays Diana Nyad, who's a real person.
Oh, yeah, I started it, The Swimmer.
It's so fucking good. You have to see it, Susie. This is what I'm serious
Sarah,
about.
I turned it off because I thought it was a documentary, and then I'm like, oh, this is fiction.
You have
or
to see
fiction,
it.
Not fiction, but
because
this
it's
is a dramatization.
To, it's totally real, like true to, and the woman who plays, or the woman who Jodie Foster is playing says Jodie Foster was so accurate to her that she felt like she was watching video of herself. She's like, that is so trippy.
Yeah.
This woman, Diana Nyad, and her, now I don't remember Jodie Foster's characters.
Yeah. They're Les's, right?
But they're not partners. They dated for a bit, and then they realized that they are too similar and they're better business partners, and they just were like best friends.
It's like me
and you,
Sarah. Just
know,
platonic,
exactly.
Right?
It's like,
friend zoning. Right,
forever. Like, right. The whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, well, this is what we're going to be like for forever, right? And like, one is like stubborn
soulmates,
and just says,
but
we
just
keep
like
going.
No kissing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what this is. And so Diana Nyad is the first person to successfully complete a swim from Cuba to Florida, a distance of 110 miles.
I don't approve, but go ahead.
She did it at age 64.
That's great.
It is a story of triumph and overcoming and personal determination and will and friendship and character. It is this woman's
Sarah's reviews are way better than mine.
It's so good. I need you to see this.
I'm just like, I liked it. And you're like, this is a story of overcoming,
yes,
triumph, victory.
It is all
redemption,
perseverance, and a testament to the human spirit.
Well, why do you think? I mean, I understand the physical feat of doing those things, but what is it that resonated with you?
I almost don't want to give it away, but
what? She has like,
it did not take one try.
Yeah.
It did not take two tries.
I did read
it
the Wikipedia.
It did not take three tries. Like to do what she, and to put your body through that and see what the body,
yeah, but
how
okay,
goes
yeah
through when it swims that far, what it takes, the mental stamina and that crazy thing, like getting stung by box jellyfish.
I know.
It's unreal. And I'm like, if this woman at 64 can do this, oh, I suppose I could get up and take a walk around a lake.
Okay, like, so how do you explain her fortitude and tenacity? What is it? Did she have a trauma?
So her name, her last name is Nyad, which, and they made sure to reference this a lot in the film, was, oh, yes. Oh, God, it's so good. It's so sad, but it's so good. Her name means like water nymph in Greek. And her father was really big on reminding her of this is your namesake. Then she started swimming. She like fell in love with I'm sure that's like where dad gave her attention is when she was swimming. And then she was really motivated by this one swim instructor who, spoiler alert, sexually assaults her. And so I think it was like, I'm going to.
Right. Overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. And like, it's such a good story. And
yeah,
it's
I get
so
that. You know, I love a sports doc. I'll pretend that's what I'm watching.
Yes. And then I loved how they made this movie. First of all, Annette Bening and Jodie Foster are phenomenal in it and are like act the fuck out of it and are such good best friends. Like it's such a great portrayal of female friendship.
Yeah.
Of like how women are friends and the ways that we are there for each other and support each other. And it's beautiful. And then they made a big effort to say in the making of the film, they don't want anything touched up. Do not edit that. Do not make, we are going as who we are. Yeah. Do not edit the, you body know, ads and all this and make it look like we have no wrinkles and everything. And you just see
women,
67-year-old yeah. women. And right. like, it's a fucking like nice break. You know, I'm yeah, like, this right. is really
it's refreshing.
Lovely.
Yes. Against refreshing. Like Instagram filter face. Yeah.
Yes. It was. Yeah. And you're like, I felt very inspired and motivated and like, yeah, okay. This is like real. I mean, obviously I'm not swimming 110 miles anytime soon, but this is, that is far more motivating to me than, sorry, but like Kim Kardashian's Instagram posts and what she's selling over there.
Mm-hmm.
One, that 110 mile swim in a way seems more attainable than, you know, what I'm being yeah. sold on social media.
Yeah, of, right. Because that has something like, to do with like, will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was like really, I just loved it. I really want our listeners to watch it and to then, and what I love that they did, I was going to say this before, the filmmakers used actual footage from her swims, from the
yeah,
real
that's
swims.
Why I thought it was a documentary and I was getting confused.
And they clipped it and they edited it so it looks seamless, but you yeah. know
I was like,
that
you
that,
tricked
and
me.
It's so good! And like, I have never seen anything like a human body when it gets out of the water after being in salt water for 50 hours. We look like, in a weird way, like newborn babies again, like covered in what I imagine is like zinc, but they like, there's just a layer of just the body does weird things. The skin gets very puffy and it just takes on all that salt.
Yeah.
Water does a lot to
gets
the body.
Like absorbed.
Yeah. And it just look like it's almost, they're almost unrecognizable. And the fact that she would keep doing it, I often think about this, like her story, when I'm just like, do I want to do this? Like, well, 64-year-old Diana Nya did it, so I guess I could do this, you know?
Okay. Let me take a break because I know she would want this.
Yes.
What? Taking care of your health, as she yes. would say, isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, we've been drinking AG1.
That's right.
Every darn day, no exceptions. Just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, makes me feel ready to take on the day.
Yeah. It creates a good foundation to build other healthy habits too. And I
each
say,
serving,
I love how my skin is just always glowy.
AG1 delivers our daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. But yeah, like Sarah said, number one, it for me, it's like just, I'm very routinized.
Yes.
Every day, same darn things. But Sarah was coming in here looking all glowy and perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know why.
Yep.
If there's one product we had to recommend, Elevate Your Health, it's AG1. That's why we've been partnered with them for so darn long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get free 1 year supply of vitamin D3. K2, and yes. 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/braincandy. That's drinkag1.com/braincandy. Check it out.
Yes,
I love a routine.
D, very important.
Yeah. Wait.
Yes.
I'm sorry
yes.
to interrupt.
Yeah, go.
Ahead. So when you talk about NIAID, Diana.
Yes.
It's with admiration.
Yeah. And a little bit of annoyance.
Well, yeah.
Me too. I mean, come on.
Right. I mean, but why is it so different from, and it, I feel the same way, but why is it so different from the deepest breath free divers that we were like, stop risking, you have an addiction. How yeah. is this different? Because I really do think it must have been an addiction to keep going.
Yeah. In a way I could definitely see the similarities.
And it's risky.
I think the... she's done so much to like, I bet if you looked at the number of those free divers who are pushing themselves to the limits and the amount of people who die doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to long distance swimmers.
I don't know.
Very different ratio.
How many of them are there, though, that are going from Florida to Cuba?
Yeah, but she's not doing it like, okay, bye, guys. I'll see you later. Pick me up on the shore. She's got a... In order to do this, that was the thing that, that I didn't really know until watching this film, is that this... Oh, and she says it when she... Oh, I don't want to give it away, but it's so good. I'm just going to say it. Her line when she like gets out of the water was like, ah, I'm going to cry. She said, this may look like a solo sport, but this is really a team sport. And that's like nice. The whole story is good. The man, she had a navigator, and the man who she chose as her navigator did that as his final mission and then dies of cancer the same year. And he says, it's like one thing I want to do before I die is like follow this through. And like she had a marine biologist and jellyfish expert who like designed a special suit so she wouldn't get stung by jellyfish.
Well, that's good. And she should have done that the first time.
On, well, she didn't know that the waters had never had box jellyfish, but based on the rising temperatures because of climate change, they did.
Okay.
And they wouldn't predict that. They were like, that had never happened in those waters before. And right. Now she had to prepare for that. So like she got all these people who were...
Honestly, one sting, I would have been out of there.
Oh, please. I would have been like, oh, too cold. I'm out. Like,
yeah, right.
I'm done. And she was the first one to
dead?
Do it
without... What's she doing?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I do know. Her and Jodie Foster's character, who I really should learn the name of, started a organization that encourages older people to walk. And it's like a walking group, like fitness group
for like Pump Club for lesbians.
Yes, totally. 100%.
That's great.
The best. And they've just like kept doing their thing.
Okay, they're still
inspiring
kicking
more people to keep moving their bodies. And it's so good. It's, yeah, I don't even remember what the question was, but it's like, oh, why it's different.
Yeah.
Because it's not like she's going in with a death wish of like, let's see how far I could do this and pushing herself to those limits. It's very like strategic and planned. Yeah. And there are safety. She's got two kayakers who are kayaking along the side. There's like a
she's
lane.
She's reasonable.
Yeah, reasonable. Yeah. The only thing she was unreasonable about is she said that she didn't want to do it in a shark tank, like a shark cage, because then it's not – it's like assisted because when the cage moves with the boat, it creates like a push of the water.
Do any men do this?
I don't believe there's any man who has crossed that or attempted to cross that. I did – so I was asking ChatGPT like – why are – oh, I thought it was a very, like, okay question. I said, why are women tend to be better long-distance swimmers? And ChatGPT was like, oh, well, not all of them are – like, the answer I got was like
– well, actually
– yes. I let me see if I could find it. Because it was, I was like
there are plenty of men that can do it.
Yes.
Oh,
it was like
God.
That. I was like, I said, why are women better long distance swimmers? Cause, and I asked this because I remember when we read The Sports Gene, he talked in there
right,
about,
it's just a fact.
And then when I reworded the question, ChatGPT gave me the answer. I was like, the answer.
How did you have to word it?
So let me first tell you ChatGPT's answer to why are women better long distance swimmers? Uh-huh. It is not accurate to say that women are inherently better long-distance swimmers than men. While there may be some physiological differences between men and women that can influence swimming performance, such as body composition and muscle mass, individual abilities and training play a much larger role in determining success in long-distance swimming. It's important to recognize that there are many exceptional long-distance male swimmers.
So they wanted you to say, like, historically, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, so then, and then I asked... Okay. Then I said, I was like, okay, well, fine. I'll get it. I said, what percentage of long distance swim record holders are female? And it said, I'm sorry, I don't have access to real time records. I was like, okay, now I'm actually getting angry.
Yeah.
And so then I said, what are some factors that can give women an advantage in long distance swimming? That,
wow.
It was like, Oh, okay. There are several factors that can potentially give women an advantage in long-distance swimming, such as body composition. Women generally have a higher percentage of body fat as compared to men. This we knew. Endurance. Women tend, and I didn't know this, women tend to have a higher proportion of slow twitch muscle fibers, which are more efficient for endurance activities.
Okay.
Basically, we can go longer and harder.
But how dare you ask about that?
I know. I was like,
That's
I feel like if I were to word this with and substitute men for women, it wouldn't give me
you
that
response.
You should
try that. Like, why are men better football players? You know what I mean? Like, would it be like, how dare you? There are a lot of
I'm going to ask that right now.
Okay.
Why are men better at football?
Yeah.
Okay, well, please, similar answer. Thank
well,
God.
That's ridiculous because there are no exceptions.
Right.
Name one great female football player.
Exactly. And it says both men and women have achieved great success in the sport.
They must be thinking of soccer.
They are thinking of soccer.
Okay, we need to make it.
We need to make it. Okay. Yeah.
NBA or NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or like, no, because they'll say that women
American
are American
football.
Yeah, American football. Come on.
Okay. They still say they're not.
Oh, for Pete. Oh, yeah. There's exceptions to that.
Please. Yeah.
Who are they?
Please. Please.
Name one.
Yeah.
What if it
they
was like
didn't.
Jane Doe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's not.
Yeah, it's that there are
acceptable.
Many talented female players, football players who have
name
excelled
one.
The sport. No.
Can you write name
I'm
one?
I'm going to say that. Name one. I'm going to say name one. Name a female. That has excelled.
Wait, are we sexist? What's happening?
In this sport. Yeah. That is really funny.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay, one.
Okay.
A former college football place kicker was the first woman to score in a Division A1 college football game.
I don't need to know the first. I need the best. Because it ain't Jane Doe.
No. No.
I mean, that is, I don't like that.
I'm just saying. And then when I asked ChatGPT to give me the list of the top long distance swimmers, 4 out of 5 of the spots were filled by women. So I was like, come on, help. Like,
this is why, like, sometimes conservatives say that, like, the ChatGPT or robots are woke. And this is an example
this is too
of
woke.
I want to
be like, come on, shut up. There are no females who excel. Really? Really? In the competition, in the argument for who's the goat,
need pandering.
There's a female in there?
This is pandering and condescending.
Yeah.
It's listen.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
Well.
Oh.
I'll tell you who is great at cooking and baking, and that's me, but I can't take any credit because of caraway.
Yeah.
I mean, Santa came to this house.
Oh, yeah?
And brought a lot of caraway.
Oh, that's very nice.
It was very generous, very sweet, and exactly what I wanted.
Did you get the color to match?
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, baking collection in yellow.
Oh, yeah, Suze. I love it.
I was tickled because everything you get from caraway, you know that you'll have forever,
yes.
And then it really will make a better, you know, dessert or meal or whatever. And it's non-toxic.
Yes.
That is the real thing. It's like non-stick, but non-toxic. And it looks so cute and they have a million colors. I just love their stuff. Obviously, we know Adam does with that tea kettle short film he made.
I love it.
Visit carawayhome.com/braincandy to take advantage of this limited time offer. They give you 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/braincandy or use code braincandy at checkout. Caraway is non-toxic cookware made modern. And I have my eye on, did you see they have like, I wish I remembered the name, but it's like this thing that holds your utensils like by your stove or whatever.
Oh no, I love those.
But it's not like, just like, which is what I have now.
Yeah.
Everything just like right there and it's a mess. It's like elegant and
okay.
Streamlined. And
yes.
So maybe this year I'll, you know.
Organized in the new year.
Yeah. I'm just saying. If anyone's listening, Adam.
Oh, okay. Or Sarah, you know.
Or, yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so basically I do think women are better swimmers and ChatGPT can suck it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That because when they do these weird things where they won't admit the truth,
right,
then we don't get credit either.
Yeah. You know, well, Eli and I have a bet going.
What?
Which we are going to cash in on, I believe, this summer, where I told him that in a mile swim,
I would
not only beat him, but
in the ocean,
slaughter him. That I would definitely outswim him in this. And I
is
have,
he what, training? What's the delay?
No,
is this
nobody's
because
done
of the
anything.
Surgery
it's just
what?
Because we needed maybe an ocean available and we're planning on going on a trip on a boat this summer. So we're like, okay, that summer we'll do maybe like take the boat all the way out and be like, okay, drive from here to here or like along the shore somewhere.
It's like a personalized challenge.
I don't think he'll make it that far. Like, I know
no,
my
he's
abilities.
Drown.
I also know what other people are like in the ocean. And he is so good at so many things, but nothing will beat born and raised at the beach and spent her entire childhood in the water. Like, you just
it's
can't.
It's insulting.
Eat that. And the body fat composition. And now I know some fast twitch muscles or slow twitch muscles or whatever the fuck it was.
Does he really think?
Yeah.
He stands a chance?
Yes. And then it's so funny to hear him announce this when we're with groups because then people are like, I'm putting my money on Sarah.
Embarrassing.
And I told him if he wins, I'll buy myself a mountain bike, which he's been wanting me to do for a while. And so I can go mountain bike with him. But
he can buy it. What do you
or,
what kind
and
of
if
bet
I win,
this?
I get $1,000. So
wait,
which
wait,
I'm
wait.
Gonna win. If I win, I get $1,000.
Oh, okay. So if he wins, you'll buy a bike.
I will
this
buy
is great.
Myself a mountain bike.
This is the perfect bet.
Win. I know.
Okay,
ideal.
Great.
And if he wins, I get $1,000. Or if I win, I get $1,000, which I will. And now
yes,
I will not have to buy a mountain bike and I'll get $1,000.
I don't even think. Okay. I mean, it's just going to be embarrassing.
I know.
Because even if he actually were, by some miracle, superior in this category, even at all.
Right.
Because she has made such a huge stink about it, she will not let him win.
Oh, no. He does not know what I'm like on a challenge. He does not know challenge Sarah.
Like, we need people there to be like, Sarah, you're actually going to drown. Like,
right.
You know how you have those safety people?
Yes, which has somebody has told me before.
I'll just do a jet ski, like, nearby and be like,
you have to stop because you're, you know, I'll be like, I'm good. Keep going. I'm never stopping. Yeah.
And I'm excited about this.
Yeah. And you know, this always happens because even like muscle mass, nutrition, hydration, like women can hold on to that longer. Like we can, we can
this
last
is the,
for,
but also the reason why we die after them, our metabolic rate is slower.
Yes.
That's why we're fatter.
Exactly.
Statistically.
Yes.
And you know, body fat, but we live longer.
Right. It also says women have more of a streamlined body shape and similar frame, which can lead to improved hydrodynamics.
With his thighs, he's sinking.
Right. He's all muscle. It's like throwing a French bulldog, like a bulldog in the water. He's
exactly.
And
goner.
I'm like a cocker spaniel. Look
at his hair. Do you think he'll give up or he'll just be after you?
I think he will. I don't want to say that he'll give up, but I think that people don't know what it feels like to be in an ocean for that, like being
is he literally
down.
Not going to do even a dress rehearsal? Because if he goes into a dress rehearsal,
I think maybe he could do like a time, like in the pool he would. I'm interested to see what my mile time in the pool. And the thing is, I swam in college. Like I swam a mile like for our final, like we
between
had to.
Us, if things go sideways and like you can't do it,
can't
be like, just keep screaming about your uterus or something like related
duh,
to this.
Of course. What do you think? It's already
and then he can't rub it in or anything.
Yeah, what are you gonna like, I'll be like, oh, I busted my internal stitches or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Between us.
Don't tell anybody.
Jinx. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. What other fun stories do I have for you today? Did you see that a 13-year-old in California became the first person to ever beat the game Tetris?
Yes, I did. I saw the video and I was so
I'm glad you watched the video.
Enamored.
Me too. I was on the edge of my seat. And then
even though you knew the ending?
I totally knew the ending, but I also really wanted to see him experience that.
Yeah.
And that was, this kid played for 10 hours straight.
I didn't know how long.
10 hours it took. So this is interesting. How the quote unquote, like end of Tetris, if you get to the end of Tetris, what you get to is you get to what they call a kill page, like a dead.
Yeah.
It's a part of the game where the computer that was built at the time this game came out, the actual game itself is going so fast that the computer does not know the difference between the gameplay and like the RAM or whatever.
Oh.
So it confuses the two. It like
That's
glitches
insane.
And it'll freeze.
That's
and
insane.
It is insane. Like it's if you watch the video, this is going so fucking fast. I mean, I've gotten up to level like, I don't know, maybe 30 or something. And I feel like I'm going to have a stroke from
for 10 hours though. And that's after like 10 minutes.
Yes. I was thinking that. I'm like, this kid is going to see falling blocks for the rest of his life. Have you ever had that after you play Tetris? You look everywhere you look, like tile floors are a problem after I played Tetris, like on an airplane. I remember, I think it was Delta that had those little game consoles that you could like play on the back of your seat.
Fun.
They would have Tetris on there and I would always play.
I remember love
my
Tetris.
Ex-husband got so mad when I was beating him over and over and over. I was
very
an
healthy
ADHD
relationships
brain is very good
with
at
the
Tetris.
Competition. In the
yeah. This could Sarah. Be a me problem. This may be, I
see
may
a
be
common
inviting
thread.
This, inviting this. But.
Well, and I will say there was another person that you were with that I witnessed this with. In a pool.
Oh, yeah.
A competition. You just can't. You love it. You can't resist.
Did I win in that pool competition?
Listen, I don't know.
Oh,
I get so like, I'm like, I don't like it. Because I'm competitive in life, but not in games like that.
Yeah. It's like you're the thing where I know I can win. I'm like, I'm fucking murdering.
You get very confident. That's why... Sarah, this is what I'm trying to crack with you whenever we talk in real life. That's what I'm
past
trying
experience
to...
and success. I've have evidence of crushing people.
I'm saying tap into that more often.
Yeah, I should do that.
Outside of stupid parlor games.
Yeah, that's what I do need to do that.
But wait a minute. This Tetris thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had read that he, you know, up until him.
Yeah. Yes.
Only computers succeeded in this. And
so there was
wouldn't
an
that
AI
be because you have to pee?
Well,
you know, like when did he go to the bathroom?
I don't think he did.
Right. He's just going.
He didn't.
He shut off
his
body.
Another thing that I think as a therapist and as somebody who cares about, and maybe like even you who likes to ask like, but why? And that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He recently lost his father. His dad passed away. So I think that this was a way to escape.
Like therapeutic.
Yes. I think that games serve a good purpose and helping with that. And
well, he
I
seems like a real sweetheart.
Real sweetheart.
Yeah.
And and in beating the game, he also broke 3 other world records for the game as well. And it's really cute to see how excited, like this little 13-year-old, you know?
He's, you can tell he's humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know what to do. I can't breathe. I think I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah,
I was
like,
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I can't feel my fingers. I bet after 10 hours.
10 hours. Right. And so I was just thinking, I writing this episode and thinking about what I was talking about today. I was like, wow, you got this kid who's like, die hard, nonstop, will not stop playing the video game. And I can imagine that wasn't his first try.
Right. Right.
You know, he maybe was a little Diana Nyad about his approach.
Yeah. Same difference, really.
Right.
I wouldn't want to do either thing.
Yeah. I also would say like, chances are good this kid has ADHD.
Yeah, maybe.
You
have gifts.
It's like, game recognized
You're
game.
Like, I get it. Yeah.
You know, I definitely I called myself out of school for like 3 days to beat Tony Hawk Pro Skater when I got that game when I was like 13 years old, 14 years old. And I was like, Sarah's sick. She can't come in today. Yes, I'm her mother. Bye. And did
that's
that.
So classic.
Yeah. And like I don't think anything would get me out of that that hyperfixation.
I know what would, and that is the smell of wild grain bread baking in your oven. You'd be like, game over.
I could go for a whole loaf right now.
You said it.
I want that. You know what one I love is like, it's kind of like an everything bagel.
That's what I said. Everything sourdough. That
yeah, I got that. I got ticket. It. It's the best one. That avocado toast with that, with the poached egg on top and pickled red onions.
Honestly.
And feta cheese. Sprinkle some feta cheese.
That was the one that I said. I made homemade tomato soup with our garden tomatoes. And then I made grilled cheese with that everything sour. And it was like, people need to be standing out right now because this is outstanding.
Oh my gosh, yum.
Wild grain bread, pastas, pastries, they come frozen to your door.
Yeah.
Then you pop them in and they are ready in minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that, depending on what you're making.
Yeah.
Fresh, like bakery level stuff.
With that hard, crunchy outside, but then soft.
Remember the Vegemite
inside?
Crunch?
I can hear it now. I'm so hungry. I need lunch.
And now you can fully customize your wild grain box. You get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries you like. If you want a box of all bread, pasta, or pastry, you can have it. Plus, for a limited time, you get $30 off your first box. Plus, free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/braincandy to start your subscription. You heard us. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/braincandy. That's wildgrain.com/braincandy. Or you can use promo code braincandy at checkout.
Yes. So yeah, you were talking about how there was like an AI that did it. There was an AI that was developed by, I don't know who it was, but it was like basically like a Tetris design to, it was called like Blockbuster or something like that. It was like designed to play the game of Tetris.
Wow.
And I think because of the speed at which the AI was moving, it must have registered it different, or because when it did that, when the AI did it, it got up to level 237 before hitting that kill
zone. That's weird.
Then there was a bunch of research that was done on that kill page, and it was found that by humans, if a human plays at that speed, it would be level 155 where that would become first available. And then you could see him as he's playing the game. He gets there and he goes, oh, I missed it. And then like goes into this little panic. And then he ends up clearing that the right amount of lines or what he's supposed to at level 157. So two levels after what research has said would be the kill, quote unquote, kill page or whatever they call it. But yeah.
I mean,
where
that's
do
unbelievable.
You go from here, though? A part of me is like, I hope this kid has a therapist. Does he need me? Can I be his therapist?
Aww.
I feel like.
Do you think he was doing this every day, all day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And you know how, like, there's something that happens when you hit a goal.
Yeah.
Where it becomes like, what do I do now? This feeling of, you hear this even with like Cheryl Strayed did a really good, I think it was either Cheryl Strayed or it was the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, who did a TED Talk.
Yeah, on, Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yeah, on being a writer who has
she
hit.
Did.
Yeah, that was it. And
writer's
it was
block.
So interesting to hear somebody honestly speak about what it's like, and the thoughts that you have and feelings around the expectations or things that come from having success or
I see this with influencers and all their babies that they feel like they have to keep having to like have new content and reality people.
Oh,
like it is chasing the wind for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure this kid, he'll find a new challenge because it seems like if you beat Tetris, your brain might be designed to do.
Yeah, that's true. He's probably, he probably is. you know, I just watched that video for maybe 5 minutes, and I had the Tetris theme song stuck in my head for at least a few hours afterwards. Like,
yeah, I'm sure it does have an effect.
Yeah.
Like, well, like I recently read an article about the person that had the Guinness World Book of Records for staying up the longest.
No, like 11 that days. Is not.
Yeah.
Bad.
And how, like, afterwards he slept for like 14 hours at the hospital, you know, for observation, but then for decades later had health consequences.
Oh,
like it's not immediate, you know?
No.
Yeah.
That was even one of the things that they said in the NIAID film, that what happens after you've been doing that, say, and I think it was something like 300,000 repetition, like arm, like strokes right. that she had to take, that what right. that and
what that does to your joint or something.
Not seeing anything for that long. Remember, we were talking about the tunnels and the people who were yeah. super crazy and ran the marathon in the tunnel.
Yeah, the human brain isn't designed for this sort of thing.
You'll begin to hallucinate. And she began to hallucinate. And one of the things that she tells her coach, and what the coach says is, if she starts to hallucinate, just go with the hallucination. Whatever she sees, we're just going to go
with it.
What's
she seeing?
So she's swimming and she's like, the Taj Mahal, it's beautiful. And her coach is like, yep. Swim towards the Taj Mahal, follow the yellow brick road. Let's go. Like, just whatever. Like, she's like, yeah, just swim right towards that Taj Mahal. Let's go.
How long did it take for that to happen?
What, before
she was operating on
no sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like 56 hours plus of, I think it's at about out, like 50.
But not just no sleep. It was also with Olympic level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fighting the currents and you're. And then
some people are just different. I'm telling
they
you.
They are different.
And it's not like when we can all dig deep and then.
Right. When I was in Mexico and we were learning how to kite surf and or kiteboard, whatever the hell you're supposed to call it. I still am not sure. The instructor was saying one of the things that he recognized that Eli and I both had, and there was a word in Spanish for it, but he said in English, it translates loosely to like a stubbornness that will make you persist until you've learned something, but it's like a positive. It's more mm-hmm. positive. It's almost like, oh yeah, they're so like bullheaded or stubborn that mm-hmm. it's like that.
This is true of every trait. Every trait in the world has a good side and a bad side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just telling Sarah before we recorded how I am really great at big picture thinking and efficiency. I will get so much done in a small amount of time. And it annoys me how unproductive people are. But I will, in haste, in pursuit of the efficiency, make really obvious, horrific mistakes with like booking flights, booking hotels, scheduling. And I'll think, what kind of a moron? But it's
You're
just
so hard. On
there's
yourself
a flip side to right. every strength. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And I was telling her, I get so caught up in the details of making sure, like, is this going to work? I don't know. I can't be sure that I don't ever make the plan and I will be stuck in that decision-making process for fucking ever that yeah. nothing will happen.
Yeah. Like one person's stubbornity.
Yes.
Stubbornness is another person's grit.
Yeah.
And perseverance.
Yeah. yeah. In certain categories, for sure. That is yeah. it. The grit and the perseverance. And I think both this little kid and Diana Nyad and everybody around her had.
I mean, sounds like, but as you pointed out with the deepest breath or whatever, is
oh, yeah.
addiction can become a like a oh. wild card element
yeah.
where they just are fixated on
yeah.
there whatever were chemical they're getting.
There were definitely moments where I bet anybody watching and I bet she herself would say she was selfish, that there were some moments that where
maybe she hurt somebody or
yeah, like prioritize not seeing how it affected
yeah.
other people or even just putting yourself at risk like that, like what that does for the people who are coaching you and training you. And it's like, oh, it's so moving. I would want to give both of them, like best actress, best supporting.
I am forgetting now what it was. But I was watching something along these lines mm-hmm. of someone who was like determined. Oh, it was a documentary that I'll talk about in another episode, but of a guy who was like traveling the world, blah, blah, blah. And afterwards I was like, who was paying for that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so in this yeah. case, who's paying for Diana?
She makes a big, they talk about that too, is that you have to get sponsors. So she's calling, and a big part of this is like selling yourself and pitching yourself to sponsors. So she's like on the phone with Tampax and is like, you know, oh like God. Whatever. Like,
but did they go for it?
Some people did. Like
Tampax?
I don't know if it was Tampax, but it was some like, she was like, let's think about all of the, you know,
like
women.
You do the swimsuit yeah. or the.
Yes. Oh, and you hear her just on the phone with just like selling herself to whoever will buy right. at whatever cost.
Yeah. Somebody's bankrolling all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like personal riches,
yeah.
independent wealth. And then other times it's like sponsors. And then other times it's question mark. And you're like, what yeah. is behind
this? I do
this?
Feel like she came from money, though. The way
I bet
that
she
it's
did.
Like the way that they portray her father in this, and he's like a businessman who's like, you right. know, putting his daughter in like the elite swim school. Like it feels like there's somebody could financially.
I mean, that's usually this. How these things go.
Yeah,
like you have amazing talent, but also mm-hmm. you had resources.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hate her.
Yeah. You just have kidding. To say it.
All right. I will. Because
so
since I started it and everything, I was
right.
like, wait a minute.
Right. You got to.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, other story that is... Oh, what do I want to talk about? Oh, there's so many things.
It's so hard.
I know. Okay, let's talk about this one. Did you see that Mickey Mouse, the Steamboat Willie,
yeah.
is now public domain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to then learn about public domain and what that means. And
why,
I was
great.
Like, why?
Wait.
And then Mickey Mouse like wasn't the first one to do it. Winnie the Pooh became
yeah,
public domain last year. Then there was
weird.
That was why there was that weird-ass horror film, slasher film with it.
Yes. That's right. Things go real weird, real fast. And now the day that the Mickey
the
Mouse...
The day!
Yeah.
So do you think people are just sitting on that stuff?
Yeah.
So
you
they make it.
Creators?
And then... Yeah.
Yeah.
So like they make the stuff, make the content
yeah.
or make the film or whatever that has
yeah.
Mickey Mouse in it and then they don't release it until...
Yeah, because there's a big wait. Everyone knows when things are expiring.
Right.
You don't because what do you care?
Right, I
but,
don't
like,
care.
But like people do.
Yeah.
And they are like... This is an opportunity.
And Disney, I learned Disney has been fighting for the extension of these public domain, like the years before something becomes public
yeah.
domain, like holding on to the trademark and all that stuff for it
yeah.
as long as possible. And they had called it like the Disney clause or like the Disney something because
yeah.
they're the what it's really because of.
Well,
which is
yeah.
so fucked up because Disney doesn't have a goddamn original idea.
Oh.
I mean, Pixar, I'll give you that. But The Lion King is like Hamlet. Little Mermaid, I'm sorry. You did not invent that. That was Hans Christian Andersen. Wasn't it? Yes.
I think that they...
Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll.
Would argue
not, everything
that...
is borrowed from them. But don't take our mouse. Sorry.
But... I don't think that the laws anticipated
right.
a brand that would be
right.
so valuable for so long.
Right.
So
for
I
sure.
think their argument is this wasn't what it was meant
yeah.
for.
Right. And then the article I was reading talked, I said why I was, you know, looking into like why this is so important, like why is it that we have this public domain thing? And what it can look like is it begins to look like tax law of like control over property and things that no one entity should have control over, something that's so limiting for so long. And the, you know, all the research and evidence shows that when things become public domain, it's better for creativity as a whole because it allows the.
Yeah. I, for the record, I am on the side of regulation. Like, I'm not on the side of business capitalism.
Oh,
maintenance. Yeah. I am on the side of time's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get right. Right.
You had a good run. Congratulations.
It's very confusing to me though, because it's, there's still like trademark and other laws around profiting off of it. Like I understand how
it works. Let's be clear. Okay. Let's look at it this way.
Yeah.
Good. When you file for bankruptcy, all your credit cards are like, poof. Bye-bye, debt.
Yeah.
What is excluded from that is when you owe the government money. So the government lets you not pay back all these businesses, but you still have to pay back your student loans. There is no way to get out of that besides death.
Right.
And so it's like that, where trademark and copyright and licensing is Byzantine. Oh. It's designed that way on purpose.
Yeah.
It's designed to make you give the government money to apply for things or fight for things. And it's sort of like when you sue someone, the people that benefit are the attorneys usually.
Right.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. So like that part is just because it benefits the government, but like the other part is supposedly to benefit the public, like public domain.
Yeah.
You know, like happy birthday. I don't think anyone's owned the right to that.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. And something becomes part. I feel like there's so much gray area because it's like Saturday Night Live can do a parody of it. And some people can do. And
that's free speech.
Andy Warhol can do like pop art recreations of Campbell's soup cans.
Not always.
Right. I don't get it. It's so confusing.
Yeah,
so now
he lost.
Steamboat Willie is available and.
Right.
What's going to happen? And
so now, you know,
people are making horror films and doing weird shit with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. It's something.
I don't know why, like as much as I love so many things that Disney has done, I'm also kind of for like, yeah, throw a wrench in their shit.
Well, yeah, because you're a liberal.
Yeah, I like
that. So you are, I mean, you would historically be anti-business.
Yeah. Fuck
them. Or big business. Yeah. You know.
Fuck them all.
Well, and they historically have gone after just the smallest of people.
Right.
Like I remember there was a daycare or something that had like just a mural that they hand painted with Mickey, and then they got a cease and desist. And
that,
what are you gonna do? Yeah, like they will. There is no fight too small. Walt will find you.
Okay. Well, good. I'm excited to see what will happen.
What Steamboat Willie gets up to this year. But exactly. I remember I saw the list of things that expired, and then I couldn't get. You know, I have earworms. I couldn't get Making Whoopi out of my head.
What's
you know that song? It's
all
the song.
I know is the one from
Another Bride, Another Groom, Another Something, Honeymoon, Another Reason, Another Season for Making Whoopi.
Yeah.
I guess the original recording or whatever. And I was like, well, that's great. And then that was 7 days of that song.
Oh, I want to look into this of what kind of things are becoming public domain. Now I could see myself going down that rabbit hole for a while.
Right.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Okay. I have a few more things. One that I just have to talk about because it's coming to theaters and I'm like, Well, I'm definitely not seeing that. Did you see they're making a thriller movie called ISS, International Space Station? No. I was like, the actual location of all of my nightmares?
That really is a horror movie for you.
And it is a horror. It's like a thriller.
It's actually a horror movie?
Yes. It's about the – so, oh, my gosh. This movie's coming out where, you know, people are stationed ISS, and then war breaks out on Earth, and you see the explosions from the space station. And so the U.S. government contacts the U.S. people on there and is like, it's us against them. And the Russians or Chinese or whoever calls them and is like, it's us against them. And they're trying to say, like, we're scientists. We're above it all. We're, like, about peace on here. And
I kind of love it.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to have to see it. Then I'm only going to have nightmares about this for forever.
It sounds like it's not the kind of thing that you're afraid of, like being trapped out there floating around or something.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, so but if I'm on a space station and then I didn't consider that there's nuclear war.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Come back? There was
can't come back. Right, you're stuck there for forever. What do you do? You're dead.
That's an actual problem because when the USSR disassembled.
Yeah.
collapsed.
Yeah.
There was a USSR astronaut in space. And his return was delayed for like months or more.
Oh, see? This is the thing. Like, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. I forget how long, but it was months and months. And no, he was just floating
nightmare
around.
Fuel. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. So I saw that preview and I was like, everybody, the only people who know about this are my podcast people, so I have to talk about this. Then
we gotta wind it down. What do you end alling about?
Oh, I know, we gotta wind it down. That I have, so I will save it for next time.
Oh, what is it?
Just more.
Is it something great? I have,
yeah, because we were sticking with the theme of space. A lot of information about the moon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll save it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to know
one fact will just
that.
lead to another. It would be too much. It's a whole thing.
You keep going down these rabbit holes.
I know. This is what happens. This is why I'm losing sleep.
We're not starting off the year on a peaceful trend, but that's all right.
That's all right.
Maybe it'll be exciting.
Yeah, we're going to switch our mindset to we're in wonder about all of these things.
We're stretching.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, definitely check out that film, Naiad.
I mean, all right.
I know you're Susie. Well,
no,
I think Lincoln will
good.
Like it too.
Really?
Yes, it is appropriate.
Okay. It's
yes.
appropriate.
It's a whole family, fun for the whole family.
Okay.
I when I watched it, I was mad I didn't watch it sooner.
Oh my gosh.
I resisted for a long time.
All right. And then we're mad at ChatGPT.
Yes. And women are better swimmers. The end.
What are you doing? Stop being woke. Stop making me sound like a conservative.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
There's differences between men and women.
But three cheers for the kid who beat Tetris.
Yeah, really cute.
30 years in the making or whatever. I mean, how long's that game been out?
Oh, Suze.
40?
1984, I think.
40 years.
Yeah.
That is no joke.
God, that's 40 years.
40 years.
Oy. Yeah.
That's a long time.
I thought it would say when it started, but... No, but I think it's something about that. We're going to go with 1984.
Yeah.
What do I know? Nothing.
But Steamboat Willie, have at it.
Have
fun, everybody, with that.
Mm-hmm. Make some fun cartoons. Everybody just always goes to horror and porn.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Why couldn't they be artistic?
Just like a nice still life. Mickey
That'd
with
be
fruit.
Funny. Do it.
Yeah.
Maybe All I right, will. Everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.